From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Madeline Brand talks with a lawyer who has just learned today that he has saved his client's life. First, the lead, which is that case. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled today that imposing the death penalty is unconstitutional if the perpetrator was not yet at least 18 years old at the time of the crime. Previously, the court had said that killers 15 and younger could not be executed. Today's 5-4 ruling now adds 16 and 17-year-olds to that group. Joining us to explain this decision is Slate and Day-to-Day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. Dahlia, Justice Anthony Kennedy authored this majority opinion for the court today. Explain the basis of his decision, can you?
Kennedy, yes, crucial swing voter, as we know, essentially was wrestling with the Eighth Amendment prohibition on, quote, cruel and unusual punishment. And he started his analysis by saying, we can all agree that the standards for what is cruel and unusual evolve over time. Once you accept that those standards evolve, he said, you have to sort of look at the current statistics about how many states allow or disallow juvenile executions. And he said, through looking at the states, that there is a significant trend away from executing juveniles. That trend suggests that the standards have evolved to the extent that we have to ban it outright. He also cited a lot of scientific and behavioral data showing that 16 and 17-year-olds are not fully cognitively developed, and therefore they're less culpable. And then he sort of went on and did something slightly radical. He cited to other countries and international treaties and United Nations conventions, again saying there is clearly a standard that opposes the execution of people who are so young.
And a growing standard. That's important to him, that we are changing our ideas about things as we go along.
That's correct, that there's a trend and it's unmistakable and it's inevitable that this will someday come to pass.
Not very persuasive for Justices O'Connor and Scalia, who dissented this morning. And Mr. Scalia took the unusual step of actually reading at length from his dissent. Why is he objecting to this?
I think it's fair to say, Alex, that he was furious. He decries the majority opinion as a mockery of Alexander Hamilton's notion that the Constitution doesn't change, that it's immutable. And he says that Kennedy's evidence of the standard evolving is flimsy. He goes through and counts and says there's just no overwhelming trend, no overwhelming evidence. All we have, he says, is the court imposing its own judgment over the will of the 19 states who still permit juvenile executions.
Well, perhaps, but this is actually the second major blow to death penalty supporters in the last 3 years. Remind us of this other earlier case, and does this signal, do you think, a possible end to capital punishment at some point soon?
It is true that in 2002, the Supreme Court, in a decision called Atkins versus Virginia, made a very similar argument when they reversed their own view that executing the mentally retarded was constitutionally permissible. In the Atkins case, the Supreme Court overturned a 1989 ruling that had allowed states to execute the mentally retarded. They found, again, that there was a trend, a statistically significant trend, away from doing so. Therefore, they banned the execution of the mentally retarded outright. As to whether the combination of Atkins and today's case signal the end of the death penalty altogether, I'll say that it is interesting that Kennedy relied not just on the mathematics of counting up states and seeing which way things were trending, but that he did rely on social science, he did rely on foreign trends and treaties, all of which suggests that a majority of the court is really open to the kinds of arguments that social scientists are making and that other countries are making, and the increasing international outcry about execution are not falling on deaf ears. So whether we're a short hop or a long hop, it certainly looks as though this court increasingly has a problem with executing anyone.
Opinion and analysis from Dahlia Lithwick. She writes the jurisprudence column for Slate, and she's a legal contributor to Day to Day. Dahlia, thanks again.
You're welcome, Alex.